What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I think you know how I am.
Why don't you tell the Bear With Us listeners how you are? I am all too familiar with how you are. So let's not waste time with small talk and pleasantries. Let's just dive right into it this week. What is on your mind?
So this has been a day, and we were racking our brains trying to think of what we're going to talk about for the podcast today, because full disclosure, we like to record a week in advance. That way we have enough time to plan out the social posts and just plan everything that we're going to talk about with over the next week or so.
We try to,
but because of COVID and Matt getting sick and everything, we fell behind a week. So we are recording two episodes, and this week we recorded the first one, last week's episode on Tuesday, and it is now Friday. We're recording next week's episode. So not much has happened between Tuesday and Friday. So we're like, what are we going to freaking talk about?
Right. Usually we rely relatively heavily on some sort of silly story or anecdote or experience that we have had either collectively or individually during the week.
Right.
But we've only had really 3 days to capture any sort of content, and there just really hasn't been much. Until today.
Thank God today happened, because we, even before, like when we're on our way here, getting ready to come here, we're like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to do? We're just going to do a mailbag episode because we have tons of questions from you guys.
So good on you. You're taking our advice. You guys have been leaving comments. We appreciate it. You guys have been filling the mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. We're going to dive into that in a little bit. I'm sorry I cut you off, but I'm like in shill mode right now.
It's okay. But let's just, I said, as soon as we pulled up to the studio, I said, let's just talk about it. That's what we do on this podcast. We're real with you guys. We're honest. We're open. So let's just talk about what happened today.
This is as open and honest as I'm going to be right now. I have never wanted a drink so bad in my life.
Oh, my God. You're so dramatic.
It's been that kind of day.
You're so dramatic. So dramatic.
I just want a drink. Just a nice, stiff cocktail.
I'll give you a stiff something right in the face. A stiff fist to the face is what
now,
I want to
why, now, why? Why? Okay, please so reveal to I'm everyone. Gonna, give gonna, us some context as to right, why you want go. To punch me in the face.
I'm going
to
talk about this, right? So today was a good morning. Had a good morning. Did my empty stomach cardio, as I always do. I was feeling good. But for whatever reason, this afternoon, like, I just kind of started feeling a little overwhelmed by everything with the wedding planning and trying to figure out the honeymoon and trying to leave Matt out of it as much as possible because he could care less about all of it. And I'm just worrying about all the details.
See, that is where you're mistaken for
well,
the first part.
Well, not care less. Not care less.
It has nothing to do with caring right. less. It has everything to do with the fact that I have been a little further than an arm's reach away from this entire process. A, because I don't even begin to know how to plan all of this stuff.
Right.
B, because one of the two of us in this relationship, this soon-to-be marriage, took it upon themselves to say, hey, let's plan this wonderful, amazing experience for ourselves and our closest loved ones, and let's do it in 4 months. Anybody listening, and I'm sure there are some of you listening who have planned weddings, that's inhuman. Planning a wedding under any circumstance, with my limited knowledge, is stressful enough. Right. I have never met anyone who has been through a wedding and said, oh, it was fun planning the wedding, or it went off without a hitch. Everyone goes, oh my God, it sucks to plan, but in the end, it's all worth it.
Right.
I, when I popped the question to you, never had, I still to this very moment have no doubts about whether or not I want to marry you. That's not, it's not a cold feet scenario where it's like, oh, it has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that you had a dream and decided that we had to get married on a certain date.
I didn't say we had to get it on a certain date. I just felt like I'm 34 years old. You're 37, almost 38. We don't need this long engagement. It's not like we need to worry about saving money. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Right.
I was thinking to myself, man, well, all right, I'm going to do it now in October, which realistically, I didn't think it was out of the realm of possibility to aim for like the summer.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, we're just going to get engaged until we decide to. Right. No, no. I had every intention of like, all right, in the year 2022, let's have this wedding. Because on my end of things, I went, it'll give me some time to save up some money. It'll give me time to, you know, really, because as you like to say so eloquently, I'm lackadaisical. I like to do things at the last minute. Every aspect of my life, yes. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it makes
we'll
you
get
crazy.
Into that.
But I went, okay, maybe end of summer is a reasonable goal. Like, let's do this August, maybe even early September, have a fall wedding. It'll be nice. And you go, no, no, not only are we going to get married in April, we're going to get married the same week as literally the busiest week of our professional lives.
Right. WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. WrestleMania. 2 days this year.
Well,
it's a week-long process.
The reason
why. And you went, we got to do it this week.
Because we have some free time after WrestleMania. Things start to slow down a little bit. We don't have an off season in our job. There's no off season. It's not like, oh, well, after this happens, we'll do this. After that happens, we don't have an off season. So it's the best time to take some time off. We get 3 weeks off to enjoy our lives and just be. And we never, ever, ever get that, ever. So it's the perfect time creatively to take a break from work. So I was trying to think of the best of both worlds. Okay, gives us a little time to plan. I can handle it. The whole point is I can handle it. I am handling it. We don't even need to get into the semantics of all this. I am handling it. You don't know the half of everything I'm planning and what I'm doing, like emails and phone calls and messages and texts and all day, every day from when I wake up to when I go to sleep. It's happening. And I don't even let you see half of it or have to make you worry about it because I don't want to stress you out. I'm dealing with it. I'm figuring it out. It was my choice to do it on April 7th or whatever. Yeah, April 7th is our date.
Like, you don't have that
April
date 7th burned into
our
minds.
Is
our
date, right? So it was my choice, and I know that. But doesn't mean that it's still not overwhelming at times, okay? So that is just a little bit of it. I'm feeling overwhelmed because I just feel like our house was a mess. And I know you don't think it's a mess, but I'm psychotic. And I know these things. I'm fully admitting them. I wanted to clean. We have to make sure the kids are, their laundry is done. Make sure we have food. Make sure, it's just a lot. In one moment, I was just feeling overwhelmed. That's it. And you were like, I'm doing the dishes. And you're like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Well, babe, come on. I know you. I know what's wrong. And I
didn't know what
was
wrong, but
energy.
I knew something was wrong.
I know. I knew I was putting out some energy, and I get it. But I just needed my time to just finish the dishes, and I was about to go to the gym and train with my trainer. And I could not wait to just go relieve some stress, and I knew after the gym I would feel better. I just needed to have a good little workout and get out of my head and move on. But you kept pressing the issue. Babe, come on, tell me what's wrong. It's fine. What's wrong? Like, I'm here. I'm listening. I'll listen to you. What is it? Which is so kind of you, right? But when I tell you things, you told me, babe, don't worry. It's not going to be a fight. We don't need to get mad about it. Just say how you're feeling. So very nicely, I said, babe, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. I just feel like so much with the wedding and trying to figure out the honeymoon and come home again, cleaning and cooking and just making sure everything is taken care of. And it's your daughter's birthday next week, right? We're not going to be in town. So I want to make sure we have everything we need for her. I want to make it a special day for her. I want to get her a great present. I want to get her a beautiful cake. I want to make sure we take her to a nice dinner. And the thing is, you would not do those things. If the house was messy, you would clean it. If food needs to be cooked, you would cook. If you need to get your daughter a present, you would do it. I'm fully admitting that. But for me, I don't like to wait until the last minute because then things become a scramble. And that's how you live your life. And you wonder why you're stressed out and have anxiety all the time. It's because you wait to the last minute for everything. And then like, oh my God, it's up. I can't do this and I can't do that. Oh my God, life sucks. Oh my God, I'm going to blow everything up. Because you get overwhelmed because you don't plan. And I'm not saying you have to write things down on a planner and write X, Y, Z. I'm going to 2:30, I'm going to take a shit. And then 3:00, I'm going to take a shower. And then 3:30, I'm going to clip my toenail. I'm not saying it has to be like that. But you are so far at the other end of the spectrum that I'm like, it's fine. I'll do it. 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 Rather than being like, hey, babe, can you do this? Babe, do you mind emptying the dishwasher? Babe, do you mind doing the kids' laundry? Instead, that this is me. And this is a personality, character, flaw, whatever, that I just do it
but
rather than asking.
Right. But that's you. It's, and maybe it's a guy thing. Maybe it's unique to me. I don't think that it is. Have you ever asked or even implied that something needed done, and I haven't been like, boom, on it. No. Hey, babe, this thing's a little, you know, needs worked on or fixed or looked at or call this guy. Never once. I don't complain. I don't gripe. We actually made fun of it because what was it a few weeks ago? You told me to call somebody, the pet place.
Yeah.
And I did it immediately. And then you called me back and you were like, why were you short with me on the phone? Because I was just doing the thing that you asked me to do.
Right.
I have no qualms about pulling my weight. And occasionally I think like when you're on the road, I got to make sure I'll tell the kids usually, hey, let's all spend the day and get this place nice and clean because Leah's coming home. I take initiative. But if there's an issue in your mind and you don't tell me about it, then when you say you feel overwhelmed, like this morning, I think to myself, okay, I'm trying to be sympathetic. I'm trying to put myself in your shoes because I understand where you're coming from. It's not like one of these, wow, you're being crazy. That's not the case at all. It's just, well, if you're overwhelmed, you never asked me to do this.
I know,
and I would have happily done it. And we wouldn't have been in that situation to begin with from my perspective. Meanwhile, you're already thinking 3 days ahead where you're like, oh, I got to do this. And then I have to go here and I got to go. Okay, cool. Let me know if you need me. Can I help? Sure. Could I be a little more proactive about certain things? Probably.
And that's sometimes what I'm looking for. And you can't read my mind. You can't.
Right.
I'm learning and I'm trying to get better. My sister's giving me advice. She's like, you have to delegate to Matt because she knows our relationship. She sees it. She's like, he would be more than happy to help. You just have to tell him.
Right.
Because he can't read your mind. So I'm trying, but sometimes sometimes I just feel bad to be like, babe, do this, or babe, can you do that? Like, I'll just do it. I'll take care of it. And my whole point with all of this is I wasn't trying to have you fix anything. I wasn't trying to get a response from you. I wasn't trying to teach you a lesson. I wasn't trying to be like, babe, what the fuck? Help out more. That wasn't my point. My whole point was just let me be. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to let it go so I can go work out, come back, and everything's fine. Because it wasn't to a point where I'm bubbling things up and all of a sudden it's going to burst, which, you know, everyone gets to that point sometimes when you bottle things in and you don't explain it to your partner. And I feel like I know us by now, and I feel like if it was that point, I would be like, babe, we need to talk. Like, can we just, like, hammer this out? I'm feeling like you're not pulling your weight, but that's not what I'm feeling. I just, in the moment, was feeling overwhelmed, and I just wanted you to let me be so I could go work out, come back, and everything would be fine. And you even said, you looked at me and said, it doesn't have to be a fight. It's fine. Like, let's just talk it out.
And it still hasn't been a fight. It's just
not
been
a fight,
we're
but
like.
Then you leave, right?
I went to the gym because I was trying to be proactive.
Proud of you for that.
Did legs on my own.
Wow.
Without our trainer yelling at me and making fun of me. I was in there.
Oh my God. Yeah, right.
He
wouldn't make fun of me. Don't bury CJ like that. He's a man.
I love him. I was just.
Yeah. But you came home and I was cleaning. I was vacuuming, washing the floors, yada, yada, yada. I'm basically f***ing Cinderella. And I'm just waiting for my
prince. Someone when I was gone.
But you walk in the door, and I didn't even hear you walk in the door. I just heard something happening downstairs. I was like, babe? You're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, you're home, whatever. So I come downstairs. I'm like, babe, how was the gym?
Now here's where I want to adjust. Now, that might have been your intention, because I know Pleasant Leah. I live with her 99% of
but
my life.
But I was Pleasant Leah. I was joking. I said, let me just finish my side right quick. I said, hey, babe, how was the gym? You're eating. You're like, fine. I'm like, okay. What'd you do at the gym?
Back up.
Yeah, I walked by the table that had flowers on them.
But no. You just answered your own question. What was I doing when you started asking me questions?
Eating. Babe, fuck off. Like, you don't talk to me when you eat. Come on. I know you. Don't fuck me right now. You're trying to be funny and trying to, like, play games because we're on the podcast.
Okay.
I come in and I said, hey, babe, how was the gym? Fine. What'd you do? Legs. Normally, you'd be like, oh, my God, babe, I'm dead. Oh, my God, I did legs today. Can you believe I just did it on my own, too, who willingly does legs?
Because
you know, no one made me do. Like, that's what you would say normally.
Right.
But you were playing a game.
I wasn't playing a game.
Yes,
I was reading the energy I was getting from you when we left, and I had not been shown any reason to believe otherwise that we were not still on the same wavelength that we were when we both went our separate
ways.
Okay,
so then what happened after that? You're eating, and I'm like, joke. I said, babe, can Pixel be in the wedding? if I was mad at you, if I'm pissed off, why would I say, can Pixel be in the wedding? You're like, look at me, like, you give me a look, like, you know that I'm fucking around, like, I'm in a good mood, where I'm not mad, there's no point of contention between us, and you look at me, and I was like, you know, because Pixel recently got a haircut, and we gave her a lion cut, so she has, like, these funny little boots, it looks like her boots. She looks like
she's wearing Uggs at all times.
But it's her fur, and so I was like, but she's just a little self-conscious about her boots, like... She wants to shave her boots down so because she wants to wear something strappy because we're getting married in Florida. So that was, if I'm pissed off, why would I be saying that? I'm joking around with you and you don't say anything back. And I'm like, oh, are we good here? Like, what's happening? You're like, I'm fine. I'm like, okay. So the only words you've said to me are fine, legs, fine. That's it. So I'm like, okay.
There's not a whole lot of room for interpretation with any of those three.
Babe.
Three answers.
You're pissing me off because you know you were acting differently. So we go upstairs and we're getting ready to come do the podcast. And I'm like, are we cool? Like, what's wrong? And you're like, what? I said, you're not talking. You're like, I have nothing to say. When you say that, it pisses me off. So you have nothing to say. How can you have nothing to say? You talk for a living. You never shut the f*** up. How could you have nothing to say? You're Matt Polinsky. You always have something to say. The only time you're not talking is if you're asleep.
Continue.
Am I wrong?
Continue.
I'm just saying it's just, you told me, I could tell you what I was feeling, what's on my mind, because it wouldn't be a fight.
Right.
So then I'm finally like, fine, okay, stop bugging me about it. This is what's wrong. This is what's on my mind. And then it couldn't just be
and
resolved.
And you said you didn't feel appreciated.
Well, I did. I said, sometimes all I want is for you to just say, hey, thanks. Thanks for thinking of my daughter. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for that. Doesn't have to be all the time, but once in a while, I just want to feel like, you know, she does do a lot. And maybe I should just say thank you. That's it. That's all I want.
And I say thank you all the time. And again, I came home after the gym with flowers.
Sure.
Which is my subtle little way of saying, hey, if you're upset, we're cool now. And I do that pretty regularly. You can't say it wasn't like, oh, I only bring you flowers when I'm in trouble or maybe not as much as you would like, but I'm like pretty on top of things when it comes to that. Like,
but I walked in and the flowers are just thrown on the dining room table.
They weren't thrown on the table.
They were on the table and you were eating in the kitchen and I walked by them and you weren't like, oh, babe, look, I got you flowers. It's also your daughter's birthday. So I didn't know. I didn't want to just assume you got me flowers because you're not even talking to me. So maybe you got them for Lennon. I don't know. So how am I supposed to know unless you're like, hey, babe, I got you flowers. I don't want to just assume. You know what happens when you assume.
Oh, yeah.
It makes don't an sing. Out of you and
that's
me.
The 11th time I've heard that song in like 3 days.
I don't know why my head is so itchy. This hat is itching my head.
That's because you should be allergic to it.
Off. I'm wearing a Patriots hat. Anyway, now tell your side.
My side, it was nothing. Basically, what you just said is exactly what happened, aside from the fact that I just... was not in a conversative mood when I came home from the gym.
Well, how convenient that after everything that happened, after our conversation, me saying, I kind of don't really feel like as appreciated and telling you all these things when you were basically dragging it out of me. I didn't even want to talk. I just wanted to let it be because I didn't want it to turn into anything. So it's pretty convenient that all of a sudden you're not feeling like you want to conversate right after I say all of these things and you said it wouldn't be a fight.
It wasn't a fight.
It's not a fight, but you're giving me attitude.
No. Now, you mistake me not wanting to engage for giving you attitude. It's a defense mechanism the same as anything. When I say I don't have anything to say, that's because I don't have anything to say that's not going to exacerbate a situation.
Right.
Whether
so
that be between us
me?
Or in general.
Then why ask me what's on my mind if
because
you say
I was
it's
trying
not going
to
be a fight?
Because it wasn't. It was never a fight. I went to the gym. I did what I had to do. I was minding my business. I, truth be told, was not looking forward to recording this podcast today because I didn't know what the hell we were going to talk about. I was not there.
Now you were so negative about it. Like, I didn't want to go do this.
I didn't. I was not in the mood. We didn't have a great morning. I wasn't in a great mood. I was like, oh, great. Now let's go put on this facade and act like everything's sunshine and rainbows so we can record this podcast. When in reality, I just wanted to like sit on the couch and not talk for like an hour. Because, I mean, we've got stuff to do later. We have plans. I wasn't, like, letting it blow up the day. I just wanted to kind of sit, decompress.
But that's not life. That's a lesson right there. Things don't always go the way we expect them to. Life is not perfect. We have to work. This is something we made a commitment to. We're not going to not do it just because we had a little bit of a tiff, not a fight, but like a little something. Sometimes you have to just suck it up. Like, how about when we're at work or something and you have a bad day or mad about something that happens at work, you still have to go on the air and do what you got to do. You know, that's just what we do. And that's about being professional.
It's amazing what really a dollar sign so will do to my attitude. Impossible. I'm not impossible.
Yes,
I'm
you're just so combative. Everything's always combative.
Okay. Well, you tell me what you would like to talk about, and I will agree wholeheartedly. See? This is what I was afraid of that was going to happen once we got in the studio, which does not make for a very entertaining podcast.
Well, we're just being honest here. We're being open. We're being honest. We're not coming in here being like, oh, everything's great. We're talking about a tiff because it's not an argument, according to you. We didn't get in an argument. So we're just being open and honest. And that's all we can do.
Requires two combatants fighting against one another. We weren't fighting against another.
Because
you said you felt a certain way. And I went, okay, well, if I can't fix it, I don't know what to do about it. So
then I'm not asking you to fix it.
I didn't say you were. I'm just saying, and I was thinking on the drive here that just because you are feeling some kind of way that doesn't make sense to me from my logical caveman brain.
But what doesn't make sense to you?
The conversation we just had. Why are you feeling stressed out and overwhelmed about all these things when here I am ready, willing, and able to assist you at all times to take weight off of your shoulders?
But do you understand why I'm not asking you that? Because I'm trying to make your life easier.
Sure.
You know? So
the road to hell is paved with the best of intentions. I'm not mad about it. That's my point. You're saying, okay, you feel this certain way. Ordinarily, when we have an argument or a disagreement about whatever, you tell me what's bothering you. 99% of the time, there's also something bothering me, and it just kind of, we sat on a little too long, and it blew up. I woke up this morning and I was like ready to have just a normal day. Yeah. And then we had our chat and I'm sitting there listening to all this and internalizing it going, well, I have a hard time. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying this is how my brain works. When you're telling me you have these problems and to me, you're describing your own solution to me. Saying, hey, you know, Matt, I need your help with this. I need you to do the dishes. I need you to run this errand for me. Which I've never given you any reason to not do that. So when you're describing these problems to me, I'm listening going, why are we even in this position to begin with?
But do you understand? This is why I didn't even want to have the conversation.
Right. So this is what led me to my thoughts later I'm not even going to get into me losing my wallet today. That was a whole freaking other ordeal that involved me getting in a vehicle and driving and
finding it in your vehicle.
Finding it in my vehicle while I was at the supermarket that I had just left, et cetera, et cetera. While I'm driving to the studio, I thought to myself, how can we turn this into something teachable or a lesson learned? And I realized, I think more people can probably relate to this, not on this specific issue, but in general, in a relationship with whomever that may be, if you're upset and it does not compute to me, that doesn't give you any less right to be upset.
Right.
Especially if it doesn't directly involve something that I did or did not do.
Right.
It's weird. My initial reaction is defense. Okay, so why wouldn't you just ask me? Why wouldn't you just say this? What, you want me to go do this? I'll do it right now. I would have done it yesterday if you'd asked me. That's where my brain was going.
Right.
I'm going, how do I, because we talk about on this show all the time, I'm very logical. If it doesn't make sense to me on a logical level, we fight over this stuff where you get, you know, some idea or something that you like or you feel some kind of way and you're inclined to act on that. And I'm just very, okay, so how does this work? You know what I mean? That's just kind of our mentalities. So when you're telling me these problems and I think I have the solution in my brain and you just continue to not, from my perspective, see the solution, then it becomes like, oh, okay, well, then it becomes contentious in a sense, like, then I'm like, well, why wouldn't she just ask me? What the hell did I, now, how's this my fault? You know what I mean? And it just kind of spirals downward as it goes. But just because your partner has an issue that you can't compute or relate to doesn't necessarily make it any less significant.
Right. Everyone has their own feelings. I'm not in your body. You're not in mine.
You should be in my body. It's awesome.
I have my own feelings, thoughts, everything. And if you don't, just because you don't agree with it, doesn't make them less valid. And I'm still entitled to feel how I feel, whether you agree with it or not. Just like if you get upset about something, if I don't agree with it, doesn't mean you shouldn't be upset. Like, that's okay. Everyone, if we're all the same and we all thought the same, how boring would that be? Everyone has different things that make them tick. Everyone has different things that they, different perspectives. And that's okay. And my whole thing is I wasn't looking for help. I wasn't looking for advice. I started this whole thing out saying, I know you would do all these things, but because I put so much pressure on myself to just try to make everything else easier for you and like my family, friends, whoever, that's just who I am. Like, I just want to make sure, okay, you're taking care of, fine. If I have to do it, take on a little more stress and do a little more and he's okay, that's fine. I want that for him. I want him to feel less stress. I feel like it's my whole thing in our relationship. Just, I don't want to add more stress to your life. That's the whole thing. It's because I love you. I care about you. I'd rather be more stressed out for myself and make sure you're okay and you're not stressed. And that's my whole problem. And it's not your problem. It's mine.
Right. Right. And that's like, I think that's admirable. I think from a human being perspective, whether it be in a relationship or just as a human, like, okay, you're overly empathetic or you're trying to make sure that everybody's looked after. I guess what I fear, maybe somewhere deep subconsciously, is that can lead to resentment.
Right.
And if it happens frequently enough, I completely understand if it's resentment. And I think hearing you verbalize this feeling of, I do this and I need this and I have to go here and I've got to do this and I've got to do that, I'm going, she might not be mad at me right now, but we're on a path that's going to backfire on me due to no fault of my own.
Right.
You know what I mean? I see it coming down the pike and it's like, oh man, this is the path I was supposed to take. I haven't veered from the path. I'm going exactly like everything's supposed to be, but here comes this tractor trailer, and I know it's going to clip me. It's almost like a preventative thing where I'm like, okay, well, she's not happy. I'm just going to shut down.
Yeah.
So I think that sounds logical in my head as I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And it's something that I know I do, that I just take more on than I – what is it? You bite more off than you can chew.
You bite off more than you can
chew. Like, I just feel like I need to get better. And I'm trying, but I need to get better with being like, if I need help, to just ask. Like, I can't do this. Can you do this for me? Can you empty the dishwasher? Can you go do this for the kids? Can you do, you know, whatever it may be.
Let's be perfectly honest. You very rarely ever have to have me empty the dishwasher. That's like my voluntary skill. That's really where I shine.
Okay. Well, I just am saying I need to get better with when I need help to ask for it, because I'm just it's fine. I'll take care of it. I'll do it. And then eventually I just get overwhelmed. And that's what I did today. And it was fine. It wasn't anything that I was going to blow up on and blame you. That's why I didn't want to talk about it. But you have to take a little bit of responsibility to be like, no, I did ask her. So
no,
I need to take what it is she's telling me. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it or accept it, but just listen and then move on. And sometimes, I don't know, other ladies listening, even men, sometimes you just want to bitch. Sometimes you just want to let things out. I'm not looking for a solution. I don't need anything. I just want to vent, get this out.
And I feel like this isn't the first time this has happened, because when I hear you say it exactly like you just did, sometimes you just want to bitch.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that in a derogatory manner. That's just, I can relate to that. Sometimes you just want to be in a bad mood and I want to sit down and have a drink and be like, F everybody.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Think maybe all I was looking for is like, babe, you're taking on way too much. You need to like sit back, acknowledge the fact that you're doing a lot, and just, that's fine. Like, look at you. Like, I'm proud of you. You're handling it all. Like, thank you for doing this. That's it. And like, I think that's all I was looking for from you since you were asking me, like,
Right. Okay,
if I'm going to just say this to him, I just kind of want to be like, yeah, you are handling a lot right now. Like, thanks. That's it. You know, and that's what I'm saying when I'm saying I don't feel appreciated sometimes.
Right.
I just kind of want you to acknowledge everything that I'm doing. And I'm not saying I need this all the time.
That's a difference. No, and you're the furthest thing from needy, but I think it's a difference. And I don't know if it's a male-female brain thing, if it's just me being a logical, fact-based thinker and you being a little bit more in your emotional feelings and emotions. Yeah. To your point, all you wanted was for me to say, you know what, babe, you're doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's it.
Easy enough. Not unreasonable. Not out of the realm of possibility. You're not asking for anything big or grandiose or over the top. Conversely, as you're describing the problem, I'm trying to solve it in my head, right. and I've solved it already, going, well, I don't see why there's even a problem because the solution's right in front of us. You didn't want the solution. You wanted a bitch.
Yes. I just wanted to vent about everything that I'm going through and dealing with. Not that it's anything bad. Like, life is good. I have nothing to complain about, knock on wood. It's good. But sometimes when you just have a bunch of shit you're doing and a lot you're taking on, I just want to be like, oh, my God, just... So a lot, you know, and I just, that's it.
Well, ultimately, when it comes to you being overwhelmed, particularly as pertains to our wedding, you only have yourself to blame because you picked the date. That was a joke. That was supposed to be the end of the conversation so we could gracefully
end it on something a little nicer. When I'm telling you,
I was hoping you were going to smile or laugh or make a joke
too
back
soon,
at me.
Too soon. Maybe just a little, thanks, baby.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate you. I'm overwhelmed with how much I love you, and I appreciate you. And I can't wait to marry you, so stop with all that. I just, you know, wish it was, you know, a few months down the road.
Well, at this point, there's no turning back. Do we have time for a question?
Yeah.
We just went on for a while for something we didn't want to talk about or something we didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I started complimenting our listeners on refilling the mailbag. Yes. The official Bear With Us mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. I think we need to at least get to like two of them.
Yeah.
Because this has been a very, I don't want to say heavy episode, but not our usual joking, you know.
But we are always
But it's real. If nothing else, it's real.
And if someone else is listening, like, oh my God, my husband does that too, or oh my God, my wife, she just wants to bitch all the time, whatever, sometimes you just need to let it out. And I'm hopefully, if anyone's listening, they can relate, like, okay, my husband and I don't fight all the time, it's just normal for us to go through things like this.
I'm just going to reiterate this to the gentleman listening, because I know how we are and we tend to think not enough about certain things. Just because you can't understand what is upsetting your partner doesn't make them wrong. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, bite the bullet a little bit.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of times when you're upset about things and I'm like, I don't see that, but like, I listen and I try to help you if you need advice. I'm not saying, babe, that's something stupid. You shouldn't be upset about that. Am I right?
I never said you were stupid.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think it's important to acknowledge how our partners feel, even if it's something that, I mean, sometimes I have to put you in your place, like, babe, I know you're really stressed about it, but, like, come on, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, we have to pick and choose when we think we need to check our partner or just give in to what it is they're bitching about.
Love it. Does that fall under one of the tenets? Is that a communication tenet or is that a accountability or 50-50?
I think communication.
All right, fair.
Now we have four tenants. That's kind of cool. Love that for us. Here's a mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wheel. Meow.
Before you get into this first one, I just want to reiterate, because I had noticed on some of the comments on our photos regarding the big announcement we continue to tease.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, we have no further developments. We do. We actually have more information, but yes, still nothing we are allowed to share with you.
Oh, my God,
so,
you guys.
Pun heavily intended. Very heavily intended. Just bear with us.
I just wish we could give them a little clue or something.
No, no clues.
You guys, this
no
is
clues.
Huge. This is huge. It's not like, oh, we're going to do a live show. I mean, eventually I would love to do a live show and like go on a tour and all that. Could you imagine? That'd be amazing. But this
ain't that.
It's not anything like that. It's something different, something.
Look, just stop.
I can't.
You
I'm
are
give
so
it away.
I know. That's why I'm stopping
I'm so
you. So
excited.
Get back
okay.
in the bag.
Okay. Question number one, honey. Congrats on your engagement. Thank you. I have a stepson myself. I was just curious if you guys plan on incorporating the kids in your wedding. We were looked down on because we included my stepson in our wedding. We had him take part in the unity of us. Also, do you plan on doing a honeymoon right away or wait? It's a good question.
Well, have you ever known Leah to delay anything?
Go big or go home, honey.
We're immediately embarking on a journey post-wedding, so we'll get that one out of the way. I'm going to start this, if you don't mind, sure, seeing as how I am the half of the relationship that has three wonderful offspring, and abso-freaking-lutely, you better believe that my kids are going to be involved in our ceremony, because Leah is going to be involved in their life heavily, and I think that anyone who would dare look down on you probably doesn't deserve to be around your life or your kid's life. Like, who that sounds sick. Yeah. It's hard enough for a kid to deal with a divorce, and even, I don't want to say even harder, but it's another challenge accepting a new person into their lives. You know what I mean? They're, again, I took classes on this stuff after I got divorced about how to ease your way into this, because kids are already processing so much. Their world's been turned upside down. And then all of a sudden, hey, by the way, here's your new mom. It doesn't work that way.
No.
But of course they're going to be involved heavily. And I don't care. My son's going to be standing up there with me, and my two daughters are going to be standing up there with Leah, because this is the next step in further becoming a family. It's a blended family. It's a non-traditional family. I mean, in this day and age, 2022, practically as traditional as you can be. But they're an enormous part of our lives, and I'd be foolish and I think nonsensical not to have them involved.
It was never an option for me to not have them involved. I said, okay, I want my sister to be my maid of honor, and I want the two girls to be my bridesmaids. Like,
right.
That was, it wasn't even like, do you think they would mind? Like, it's like, no, they're going to be my bridesmaids. They're my girls for life. Like, this is our life now. And I love, you know, just hit the microphone. I just love talking about the wedding with them, and they're so excited, and that makes me feel good. Cause I mean, it could be a completely different situation if we weren't getting along well, like if the kids and I didn't get along, you know, it just would be awkward and not fun.
It's definitely not a catch-all solution, because everyone's different. Yes. Everybody's circumstances are different. I mean, there's a lot of people who have been divorced who have fallen in love with someone new who maybe their kids haven't accepted. So maybe we're lucky in that sense where, you know, it's been a slow burn process.
Right.
But my kids spend as much time with you almost as they do around me. And it's a huge part of both of our lives. All of our weekends are consumed with, you know, kids constantly, and just making sure, as you were saying before, we got to plan a birthday, some sort of celebration, and everything we do in some way, shape, or form is affected by or affects the kids.
Yes.
And I don't know why our wedding would be any different.
No, it would never be an option for me to not have the kids there. That was like something from the get-go. Did you tell the kids? Did you tell the kids? Did you tell?
Sure.
Like, I'll get on it. I'm like, we need to make sure they're school and all that. Like, it's not an option for me to not have the kids there. Just wouldn't feel real.
I had permission from my kids before I even popped the question. So, I mean, if you ever wondered how much my kids factor into my decision-making in any aspect of my life, there you go.
Well, that was the first thing I asked you after you asked me to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
You put the ring on, and I was like, of course I said yes. And I said, did you tell the kids? That was the first thing. It wasn't like I have to tell my mom. Did the kids know?
Right.
And that was just, and like the fact that Cash called me, oh my God, congrats. Like, because you didn't tell him.
Right.
You said, oh, Leah has something. Because I don't know, I was in the gym or something when you talked to him. So he called me. He's like, happy birthday. And he was like, Dad said he got you a present. And I was like, yeah, he got me a ring.
Yeah, right. I didn't tell them that I did the actual deed. I had had their permission that
ahead
I was.
Ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you okay with Leah playing this role in your life? Yeah. And unanimously, they all agreed. So I knew there was no more question as to should I, shouldn't I. It was like, okay, they're ready. They didn't know that I was going to do it when I did it, though. So it was a bit of a surprise to them.
But to hear his reaction when he was like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. That's, he was genuinely so, it could have been like, oh, that's nice.
Right.
You know, especially like a 13-year-old boy, they don't give a fuck.
Right,
but, you know, to hear the genuine like excitement, I just feel so lucky.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay.
Do the good one. There was an update. There was a happy update that I want to throw in there. So maybe we do that in lieu of another question.
Okay.
We've been running a while, and it hasn't been a lighthearted episode. So let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Feel good.
For celebration.
So this isn't a question. So this is an update number one, honey.
Still came through the official Bear With Us mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com.
I love this. Hey, Matt and Leah. Firstly, congrats, Matt, on listening to Beyonce and putting a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
That's Beyonce with emphysema. Is it tough to dance with your tank?
You're so stupid. Last year, I messaged you as a single guy trying to continue dating in a lockdown world. You advised me to bite the bullet and send a message to a girl if I had something in common rather than, hey, saw your profile pic, you look hot. Well, a few weeks ago, I took my dog to a secure field play meet with a group. What is this?
A secure field play meet, i.e. like a dog park.
Okay, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with that. Well, a few weeks ago, I took my dog to a secure field play meet with a group of people with the same breed. While there, I noticed a very attractive blonde with two pooches. Well, after seeing her in the same Facebook group I'm in, I noticed her status had single, so I bit the bullet. The message obviously went along the lines of, we both have beagles, noticed you at the meet last week, etc., etc. Well, we had our first date last week and are already planning our next. So I just wanted to say thank you, and please keep your fingers crossed for me.
I'm crossing. If you're watching on YouTube right now, they're crossed. We're crossing them for you. Good luck, my friend, on your new journey. But that just goes back to say, love happens when you're not looking for it. If you seek it out, if you force it, you're never going to find what you're looking for. But you find someone that you just enjoyed the same things, you have a little bit of common ground. Hey, does this mean it's going to be forever? And no, hey, I hope for your sake it is. Maybe this is the start of something beautiful. But if nothing else, you realized, wow, that wasn't as tough as I thought it was. Like, it's someone that likes the same things as me, and she's single, and let's go out and see how this goes. And obviously the first day went well, so hopefully, you know, you keep going from there. That's refreshing. It actually gives me some validation, like, that we're not two goofballs. We are two goofballs pontificating about stuff we're not qualified to.
Speak for yourself.
Amateur therapy is what this is.
But if anything, it just maybe gives them some confidence to be like, okay, I can do this. And I like the fact that he said, it's not just about look. Like, let me reach out and be like, oh, you're hot. Let's meet up. It's more about, okay, we have a common interest. Let me put myself out there. And I just think that's really so cool. And I'm so happy for him.
Very, very cool. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
This has been enough. You get enough.
Pick me up.
Don't get greedy. We're doubling up this week. So, we hope you dug this episode of the Bear With Us podcast.
Do you think that people are just listening being like, oh my God, I'm so sick of listening to them?
Probably.
I mean, that was a lot.
They're like, we have our own issues. We listen to you to forget about our issues. But that's not the point. The point is that we have issues. And just because we have a interesting career and we are in the public eye, we still have the same issues. And if we can help one person, which We did. Then it's a success. And if nothing else, maybe you laugh at us and maybe you go, oh my God, these two are a total train wreck. And then you just follow us and wait for it to disintegrate so we can prove you wrong.
I do feel better though. I feel better after this is legitimately like therapy.
It is.
We talked, we joke
about it, but it's
at each other before we got here.
We took two separate vehicles to the studio. If that doesn't mean it's real, I don't know what does.
So I'm really happy we had this talk, and hopefully you're not just pretending, and when we leave here you're gonna be mad at me still.
Well, I haven't decided yet what's gonna happen after we leave here, but at least, you know, in the moment I'm good.
Well, good. I appreciate that. All right. I'm happy about that. And you're still handsome and you have a beautiful
well not gonna get any higher than that. So please refill the mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a comment. Leave comments on our Instagram page. Yes. We've been having a lot of fun with you guys. You've been really cool about engagement on there.
Something we really need to talk about quickly.
What?
The YouTube.
Oh, yes.
We have to bring this up.
We forgot to tell you this last week, but as you know, Bear With Us is available on YouTube in its entirety. In video form, so you can watch the two of us stare daggers through one another for the first part of this here podcast, and then you can see whatever the hell weird alien face Leah just made, and hopefully you, and this is getting really weird, but subscribe to the YouTube, because honestly, since we're uploading it ourselves, we just kind of have been uploading it when the file comes through our email, so if you subscribe to the YouTube, chances are you're going to get a little early.
Yeah, I've been uploading it on Wednesday night, so usually around like 6 or 7, it's up. So if you want access to the early access to the
early
pod,
adopters.
Yes, you can.
It's a marketing term. Did you not know that? I mean, I know you have a marketing degree.
I do. I have a degree in marketing.
Okay, well, this is for all the...
I have a degree in...
Kung Fu?
I have a love degree.
Subscribe to the YouTube if you want to watch us early and find out.
I have a second degree. Burn from my eyes, daggers into your face. when I'm mad at you. Subscribe to the YouTube. We get early access. Make sure you like us on LinkedIn. And I like how I bring up LinkedIn. I bring up LinkedIn every week, and we don't even have a LinkedIn. But subscribe, follow everywhere you get your podcast. That way you don't have to miss out. Love you guys. Blah, blah, blah.
She's going to go all day. World power. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.